morning, everybody, and I hope you're really enjoying this good weather. On behalf of me and the interim co-pastor, Pastor Joachim, and Pastor Jenny Smanik, we'd like to welcome you all to Providence Presbyterian Church. And if you are a visitor, please never hesitate to just have the pads on your aisle and move it back and then write your information. We'd love to be in touch with you. And now it's time for announcements. If you have your inserts inside the bulletin. So the Bible study hopefully was done today by Jerson. And we have a Kenyan fellowship from 3 to 5 today. On Tuesday, we have the barbecue from 6 to 8. And it's really fun. I encourage you to come and share it. You'll see a lot of people, different people, people even maybe you will not see in the church. So it's really a lot of fun, even if the weather sometimes is not helping us, we still can do it. And actually, we did it last week. It was a lot of fun. So please invite a friend or somebody you think really will enjoy being in a fellowship with us. And now it's time for other announcements.
We are busy planning and getting ready for our mission trip. I just would like to ask anyone who received a letter who would like to participate. We're going to try and meet after church to do some planning. So if you should know who you are, but we'll meet. I'll try and gather people after church.
Oh, do I have an opportunity for you. So, Jenny just talked about the mission trip, and I know that not everybody can go. Those who are going, we are very happy about. Looks like maybe 10 to 12 people at this point will head out to Philadelphia, led by Phil Chan and the outreach team. For those of you who are staying behind, you can participate in one very important way. The outreach committee is going to be selling mission trip stock. So, for your dollars, you can get your very own stock certificate. This is mine. It says that I am the proud owner of 20 shares of mission trip stock and that I am entitled to hear from the field when they are gone. And I'm hoping to receive this self-addressed postcard from Philadelphia. And that they will report to me when they return about what happened on their trip. So this stock will be available, I think, Jenny, at the barbecue on Tuesday, and then next Sunday following worship. So come prepared to join in the fun, be part of this wonderful mission trip by purchasing stock. And to reiterate what Pastor Medhat said about the barbecues, on Tuesday, we couldn't decide whether to hold it or not. We set up in questionable circumstances, and when the clouds opened up and rained on us, we rushed inside. My sister, who was here visiting and was really hesitant to come to the barbecue, she's like, I don't know anybody. I'm an introvert. This is going to be a long day for me. Went and loved it. So it's a wonderful time. Please join us inside or outside. The fellowship is the same.
My last announcement is I really want to thank God and thank Pastor Jenny Smenick for being with us during this sabbatical time. So I hope if you know the schedule, this is the end of the sabbatical time. So next week, we'll see Pastor Chris with us here in the worship. So I will have joy to receive Pastor Chris coming back. We are really, we say thank you for Jenny for being with us. We'll keep you in our prayers. Now let us start our worship with these words from the psalmist. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Let us worship our first hymnal, How Firm a Foundation, numbers 361. Brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "Ye shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, and ye shall love your neighbor as yourself." We come before God this morning aware that we have fallen short of God, what God desires of us. We have not loved God with all our heart and soul and mind, nor have we loved our neighbors as we loved ourselves. So let us come before God to confess where we have failed and to seek God's forgiveness. Let us confess our sins and our needs during the time of silence. And now let us say the prayer of confession together. Ever faithful God, how often we turn away from you, yet you remain constant to us. We run from you, but you call us back. In our words and our deeds, we dishonor you, yet you still profess your love for us. We cut ourselves off from you and from others, but you will not let us go. Forgive our fickle ways and increase our gratitude that we might grow in faithfulness to you, for the sake of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. The Song of Confession, Holy Verse 2. The good news in Christ is that when we face ourselves and God with the awareness of our need, we are given grace to grow and courage to continue the journey. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thank you.
Now we come to the time when we share our joys and concerns with one another. Where are we this morning? What would we share together in our prayers?
It's a joy. I just want to thank God for celebrating my birthday this gone Monday, which was July 22nd.
Happy birthday to Zach. We won't ask how many years. Do you that favor. Melinda.
I just thank God that he spares me, that I'm able to go. I like the message that was here because I could really identify with it because that's just about where I'm at. And, you know, Sally picked me up on Thursday because it was my birthday. And birthdays to me are very special because of the way that I struggle with life on life terms sometimes. And just getting through another year is very special to me. And having the people from my church and Julie calling me all the time and making sure I'm doing right and telling me to just have faith, get to church, you know. And she wanted me to tell everybody she loves them and miss all of you. But she will be home on Wednesday, and we're gonna spend time. So, you know, if I didn't have this church, I don't think I'd get through most of the things that I've gone through. And I'm going back to my meetings, and I'm doing what I need to do. And it's through the church, and it's through the faith. Thank you.
So thanksgiving for this community of faith and for God's faithfulness to you.
I praise God. I got married in this church 58 years ago next month, Reverend De Regattis. And my husband and I are visiting here from Louisville, Kentucky, and I just am very blessed to be here today.
Tell me your name again. Carol
McCarty, and my husband, Arthur McCarty, and my sister,
Honey. Carol and Arthur and Honey. Welcome. We are glad you're here.
I just want to thank you all for prayers for my family, particularly for my grandma. I am headed there next week, and so I'm excited to spend some time with her. She's going to start radiation treatment, and so it's going to be pretty hectic and stressful. So just continue prayers for her and prayers for me for a safe journey and a safe, good visit home. Anne Beck.
Come around over here to Jill. This is how I get my exercise, you know, on Sunday mornings.
I'd like to ask prayers for my friend's brother, Jose, who struggles with alcohol, and at the moment he's doing well, and we want to pray that he continues to do well. His grandson remarked, his grandson who's 12, remarked, he has never seen his grandfather doing this well. So I really ask for prayers for Jose. And also for my friend Paulie that you've all prayed for, whose brother had been paralyzed and he nursed him for several years and his brother died. Now my friend Paulie, my co-worker, is moving to Florida. And I just pray that he will find an easier future there than what he's had in the last several years here. So, Paulie and Jose.
Thank you, Jill.
I'd like to thank everyone for their prayers for my grandson who traveled to Tanzania and Africa, and he's home now, and safe, and he had a wonderful time, and so I just praise God for that.
Thanksgiving for a successful journey.
The good news is I'm here, and I thank God for everything that he has done for me, and each and everyone here, I give thanks to everyone. God bless everybody, and the pastor too, for calling me every time to find out how I'm doing. And by the grace of God, I'm fine. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. I'm going to go back there first, Judy, and then come to you.
At 4 o'clock on July 28, 82 years ago, my mother gave birth to a baby boy, me.
And that's something to celebrate, David.
On the insert in your bulletin, when it says, among our prayer concerns, Calvary Presbyterian Church in Fall River, Mass., Reverend Denise Soares, I'd like extra special prayers for them. Denise has been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and she's not able to actually conduct worship services, although she has come back once. And the church, small as it is, it's mostly Lebanese people, people from Lebanon. They are doing their own worship services. And also ask for prayers for Paulo Ribeiro from Cumberland Church, the Calvin Church in Cumberland, because he's acting as their moderator. But they need special prayers this time. Also prayers for Walter, who we discovered had sprained his shoulder in the fall he had. And he's currently getting physical therapy, but the shoulder still bothers him a lot. So prayers for him.
Thanks, Judy. Jim.
I have a concern that somehow that ladder is going to be used in the children's message.
Only because I'm the one doing the children's message and sometimes I get wacky, right? Yeah. Sorry, Jim. I won't, I promise. Where else are we?
I have a joy. Last Monday, I got married.
Tell us both your name and your husband's name.
My name is Erica, and my husband is Rob.
Celebrating Erica and Rob's marriage. Lots of celebrations today. Isn't it wonderful?
Requesting for prayers, I just got this message from Kenya that one of my daughters, this third born, is very sick in hospital. I don't know the diagnosis, the whatever the she's suffering from, but I was told she's having a very severe headache, and they are doing the examination, so pray for her. Her name is Mercy.
Mercy?
Mercy, yeah. And pray for me too.
Where else are we?
As you can see, I'm back. It's great to be back. And thank you for sending me this. Was so much information about music, and for people who don't know, I was in Princeton Theological Seminary for a week. So a lot of new ideas about music. Thank you.
So celebrating Elena's time at Princeton, where she apparently learned a great deal, and Thanksgiving for Judy, who filled in for while she was gone. We are grateful for your gifts. April, yeah?
Kenny wants to let us know that it's his grandfather's birthday today.
Happy birthday to Kenny's grandpa. I Anything else? Okay.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for the day you created for us, and for every day you remind us about there is a time to get some rest, and there is a time where we can come to you, and we confess and share our burden and our joy, our concern and our hopes. And we are very grateful for all these news we heard from people. At the same time, we are really sharing concern and worry about the others we heard too. And we know in all these, you are the God of love and care and compassion for everybody. We thank you for the joy we heard from Zach's birthday. And we thank you for Melinda's, as she received all the support and help from Sally and Julie and the whole community and most people at PBC and outside PBC. We thank you for Vivian to be here with us, and we thank you for answering the prayer, and we pray for better life. We thank you for Pastor David and for sharing and for this new day. And thank you, God, for the good news we heard about Jenny's grandmother, too. We thank you for Erica's marriage, and we pray for blessing on her life. We thank you for Elena's trip to Princeton, and we thank you for Judy for being really here while she wasn't here. We thank you for Joanne's grandson being in Africa and for the wonderful trip. We thank you for all this opportunity. Thank you for Kenny's grandmother's birthday, and we pray for all these good things to keep us together. We pray for Carol and Arthur, who are here today to remind us about how the church was an important thing in their life when they start their life together. And we pray for every joy people maybe couldn't share because they are not here, or maybe for whatever other reason. We thank you, God, for your love and care for all the creation, and for your Son who gave us the opportunity to raise up from death, sickness, depression, and all kind of troubles. And we thank you also for your Holy Spirit, who gives us the power to confess and face our sins, and even our weakness. And above all, we thank you, God, for being here with us, being here to listen, to watch, and to care for us. We pray for the whole world, for peace. Our world is falling broken of hate and violence and wars and a lot of discrimination. Our world is really in need for your real peace. And we're asking the Prince of Peace to bring peace instead of wars to the whole world, and especially to all these hot spots in the world, in Iraq and Afghanistan and Israel, Palestine, and for other countries to seek reconciliation and not revenge. We pray especially for Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and other countries. We know all these countries are really going through a hard time, and it's hard to know and to understand, but we know you are the true God who watch and understand what people go through when they lose somebody, when violence really took a life of somebody. We pray for all those who suffer from these wars. We pray for the poor everywhere, and we ask you to help our country to stand for them and to help and support them. We are challenged by many crises and many things in our life not to help the needy and the vulnerable one, but help us to think about the shortness of food in the third world and especially in Africa. Help us to remember our responsibility for the poor and to keep us practicing our faith in the midst of any crisis. We dream to see justice and freedom for every man, woman, child of every nation. We ask for all oppressed and marginalized people around the world to be able to live free with dignity, without separation because of their religion, color, nationality, sexual orientation, or their social class. We pray for everybody in the world. We pray for peace between Muslims and Christians all over the world, and between every religions, and even between other people with no religion. We pray for people who lost their life and are the victims of the violence all over. We pray and we bless every faith and every nation and everything you create, because you create everything good. And please, God, help us to keep the goodness and reduce the corruption in our world. We ask for your justice to shine out to the leaders of the world, to all courts and judges, national leaders, soldiers, and to give them the wisdom to guide this world to a better life and to be a peacemaker. We pray for the sick, as we heard today from Jill's friend, and for the struggle for Jose and for her friend brother. We pray, as you remind us, for Pastor Denise and for her needs and her struggle with her sickness. And also we put prayer for Walter. We pray, as we heard from Mary Kenua, about her concern, and we share her with all our hearts and love and prayer to you, God, to be with her daughter in Kenya, provide help and support, and also to be with Mary as she is here being far away, and we know how much hard that is. We pray for those with special needs all over. We pray for those who suffer with physical illness and those who care for them. We pray for those who suffer with mental illness and those who care for them. We pray for those who are elderly and well and those who care for them. We pray for those who have suffered abuse and those who support them. We pray for those who mourn a death and those who minister to them. We pray for those who are locked up and those who minister to them. We pray for those who are homeless and those who care for them. Those who are victims of crimes and those who support them. We pray for those whose needs cannot be spoken, but you can hear them. We pray for those who care for elderly and needy parents. We pray for those who are leaving home and those who work in different areas to make life better and bring great values to our community. We pray for our government to stand for good values. We pray for those who struggle to find work in this time. And we pray for those who are persecuted for their faith. We pray for our ministers, and a special thanks to Pastor Jenny Smanik and blessing on her journey. And we pray for joy for the return of our Pastor Chris next week. We pray for our elders, deacons, staff members, and for our mission trip to Philadelphia, for their safety and for blessing over their work. All of us need your hope and support, God. Together we pray for our church to be faithful and witness to Jesus Christ and his message every day. And remind us every time to say this prayer and to practice it and to spin it around. Lord, you taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
invite the boys and girls to join me up front? Hello. How are you this morning? Tired? Are you tired? Busy weekend? Yeah? You're also a little tired? All right. Come on up. I think there's room for me here. Can you sit over there? So there's room. Yeah, here, there, wherever. You want some room? There's room right there. All right, I want to read you guys a little bit of this story. This is called, come on up where you can see the pictures. Do you want to come up and see the pictures? We'll all scoot over, won't we? Scoot over, Theo. This way, Eliza. Scoot, scoot. Okay, right in there by your brother. No? Okay, this is called Beautiful Oops. Oops, a torn piece of paper is just the beginning. What does it become?
Alligator.
Alligator. Every spill has lots of possibilities. Bent paper is something to celebrate. See what they did with that? They made penguins. Isn't that fun? Yeah. A little drip of paint lets your imagination run wild. What did they make? A car. And what else? And pig. A purple pig, no less. Yeah. A scrap of paper. What does that look like? What does that look like? Just like newspaper. Yeah. Can be fun to play with. What do they make? A dog. A smudge or a smear can make magic appear. Oh, do you see that? Yeah. It's a bunny fishing. Kind of crazy. That's imagination, right? A stain. See it? Yep. Has potential. Keep going. If you play with its shape. What is that? Yeah, it is. It's a frog. Holes in your paper are worth exploring. Look right in there. If you look inside, it's like looking in a camera. Yeah, it's hard to see. Mm-hmm. Okay, let it go. Give somebody else a turn. Yeah, let's give another turn. Yep, keep going. Oh, no, no. Okay, let go. Let's one more. Take a quick peek. Yep, it's coming your way next. Good. Take a peek. You want to see? Okay. Good. When you think you have made a mistake, oops, think of it as an opportunity to make something beautiful. Look at that. That is a crumpled piece of paper that's been made into, I believe that's a hippopotamus. All right. So, here's the thing. Did you ever make a mistake? Yes or no? Yeah. Yes? Yes? No? Well, good for you. So, when you make a mistake, is that the end? No, it's not. Especially when you make something good out of it. And you know who helps us make good out of our mistakes sometimes? God. So let's say a prayer. Are you ready? Pray after me. Oh God, when I make a mistake, bless me with possibility. Amen. So now, if you are 3, 4, or 5 in kindergarten, first, second, or third grade, you can go downstairs. Yeah?
Good morning. Old Testament lesson this morning is taken from Psalm chapter 85. It can be found in the Pew Bible on page 514, Large Print Bible page 668, and also projected. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God, of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and will make a path for his steps. The New Testament lesson is taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. And that can be found in your Pew Bible on page 145, large print, page 188, and also projected. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
I have to say that these 8 weeks of being here with you this summer have been an absolute joy. I feel like that fountain, that ocean, that river, filled with joy to overflowing by what you bring to this place. I am very grateful. Let's pray. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Fact or fiction, that's the name I've given to the good-humored teasing my father used to engage in on the family road trips we took when I was growing up. Just when my siblings and I would settle down, prepared for the long drive from Chicago to Buffalo, going to take a nap to make the time pass faster, my dad would say, "Look, there's a giraffe in that truck over there," and up we would all pop, looking everywhere for that giraffe that, of course, did not exist. Don't you know that the one time he really did see a circus train with a giraffe in it, he said, "Look, there's a giraffe." Not one of the five of us lifted our heads up to look. Some of my best memories, both as a child and as an adult, come from the many driving trips I've taken with my family. I love a road trip. But these days, most of the long trips I take are by plane. I fall asleep shortly after the plane taxis along the runway in Providence or Hartford or Boston and open my eyes just before I land in Chicago, St. Petersburg, Indianapolis. But on that rare occasion when I do take a long trip by car, I remember why I love to travel that way. The discovery of a quaint little town, the joys of the slowly changing landscapes, the imaginative musings that those long hours looking out the car window encourages. I also remember why I mostly fly now. Driving not only slows you down, it can also force you to deal with some unpleasant realities. One summer, I packed my three kids into our little station wagon and headed to St. Louis. When I left Central Connecticut, my goal was to reach Columbus, Ohio in time for dinner. Late in the morning, we came to a complete halt on Interstate 80 in Pennsylvania. And there we stayed for hours. We were there for so long, my kids, and I know you're going to have this, find this hard to believe, but my kids got ugly. In desperation, I turned off the car and did what everyone around me was doing, got everyone out of the car, danced around a little bit on the blacktop, and then I took out of the trunk the picnic that I had planned for some pleasant, shaded rest area and laid it out right there on the highway, and we sat down to lunch. Needless to say, we did not get to Columbus by dinner time. The last few hours of that day were anything but pleasant. Grumpy kids, an exhausted driver, and the inevitable question, whatever made me think that driving to St. Louis with three small children in the back of a station wagon with no air conditioning in the middle of the hot summer could possibly, even remotely, be fun? When you hit the road, sometimes getting stuck in a traffic jam is your reality. Reading Paul's words from Romans this morning can be more like traveling by plane than a road trip. Paul zips over faith, peace, and grace, races through suffering, endurance, and character, and ends abruptly with hope. It's an easy trip when you simply take off from justified and land in the hope that does not disappoint. The text is less challenging if you read it this way. less challenging because the subtle changes in the landscape of the text are blurred. These verses are more meaningful when one journeys through them slowly. Car trip, not plane trip. The letter to the Romans was written near the end of Paul's life and ministry. The churches he had established had encountered many roadblocks. Questions had abounded. Paul himself had suffered through challenge and even imprisonment. In these verses, Paul attempts to share what he himself has learned through his own suffering. Paul begins by looking back. In the chapter that precedes what we read this morning, Paul has talked about Abraham's faith. Abraham, whose relationship with God was characterized by a deep and abiding trust. Abraham believed, and therefore he was right related to God. So with the one word, therefore, Paul lets us know that everything he is about to say is connected to that historic example. As many of you know, I've been to Florida twice recently. The first time I was there, I flew by St. Petersburg on the interstate that I traveled from Orlando to Sarasota, one beautiful place to another, St. Petersburg in between. I saw tall buildings shimmering in the sunlit distance. From that vantage point, St. Pete looked like a lovely city. The second time I was in Florida, I saw St. Pete from the back seat of a 12-passenger van as it wound slowly through the city streets. We passed dilapidated buildings, graffiti-pocked walls, garbage-filled empty lots. I saw the faces of people who sleep at night in stairwells or carry all their worldly goods in a little backpack on their back. Whipping by St. Petersburg on the interstate only allowed me a glimpse of what the city was like. Slowing down revealed a different city, a place with beauty but also poverty and suffering. According to Paul, when we are in right relationship with God, when we believe as Abraham did, we know God's peace. We are drenched in a grace that puddles at our feet. This is where we stand, in the midst of God's abundant grace. From this vantage point, we are able, Paul says, to hope even when we suffer. Because suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This is a bold statement. It has, on occasion, been misinterpreted to mean that suffering is a good thing, because out of suffering comes hope. I looked at the faces of the members of one little family as they sat down to their meal in the dining hall at the Salvation Army Center. Three faces. A mother and her two children were etched with worry lines. Their downcast eyes hid, I don't know what, embarrassment? Suffering? I don't know their story, but there they were, huddled together, eating the one meal that would be offered to them that day. Remembering those faces reminds me that not all suffering leads to hope. Once in a while, suffering and endurance are not just stops along the road of life. They're the places where we live. Not all suffering is redemptive. Some suffering merely leads to pain, sadness, or even anger. It is only when suffering can be placed within a larger context, when we can recognize God's presence in the midst of pain, that it can lead to a deeper understanding, to that endurance and character that Paul talks about. Here in this brief passage, Paul is saying, remember Abraham, whose faith in God is legendary. Remember Christ, through whom our sin has been forgiven. Remember that God is faithful. It is God who pours love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We can endure suffering if and when we remember that God is there in the suffering with us, and God is always faithful. The small Roman churches to whom Paul wrote were facing challenge and change. The words Paul offered were intended to ground their hope in memory. When, on our journey, we encounter challenge or suffering, we need to remember and wait, to remember and hope. Frederick Buechner said, "To have faith is to remember and wait, and to wait in hope is to have what we hope for already begin to come true in us through our hoping." It's complicated, so hear it again. To have faith is to remember and to wait in hope is to have what we hope for already begun to come true in us through our hoping. As Christians, we are those who have a lived hope, past and future, memory and expectation. This is the life of faith that Paul describes in his letter to the Romans. Paul encourages people of faith to remember and hope, to remember and wait. You've all heard, many of you anyway, about my nephew, Jeff. He completed his fourth round of chemotherapy, thanks be to God, this past week. Each round of the treatment, they increase that medicine they're putting in his veins, so each one is more intense than the one before. But each time, Jeff comes through. He is firmly rooted in the conviction that he will beat this lymphoma. He's able to see past his current suffering and into a future where his body is healed. He says, "You always root for the home team, no matter what the odds." As he hopes, Jeff's healing has begun in his spirit. His living each day is grounded in the assurance of that hope. Through our worship together this summer, we've been on a road trip of sorts, traveling through what Pastor Medhat and I have called the summer seas. We've reflected on what it means to celebrate together, to be curious, to seek clarity and offer compassion. We've considered what it means to choose, to be courageous, to break conventional molds and allow creativity to transform us. We've been on a journey of sorts this summer, flowing like a river. We've gathered to reflect on the past and consider the future. We've meandered along the wide, pleasant courses of memory, and we've churned through the narrow, rocky rapids of questioning. The river flows, and we are part of it if we embrace both the pleasant memories and the challenging questions about the future. The stories of longtime members have reminded you that you are the little church that could merge and blend, welcome and release, gain and lose. Hopefully, some of the questions that have been asked have provided the opportunity to think broadly about the future of PPC. Remember and hope. Remember and wait. Hear the words of the psalmist who remembers. "Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob." God has been present with you throughout the history of this church. Hear the words of the Apostle Paul, who reminds us, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand." We have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. God's grace isn't something we can reach out and grab. Instead, it reaches toward us. It is poured onto us and into us. God's grace is manifest in this place where the faithful gather. Paul's hope, our hope, is a lived hope, grounded in the bedrock of God's steadfast love and faithfulness. This is what has sustained the people of God through times of challenge and change. Ours is a God who remains faithful. These days, when my family takes long road trips, we take a bunch of cars because there are so many of us. Last year, when we headed to Maine for our yearly summer beach vacation in four separate vehicles, We discovered a great app for our phone called Find Friends. Anybody ever used this? Find Friends? Oh, no. Yes. Yay. Put it on your iPhone. It's fun. It located all of us on the little maps on our phones. As we drove, we could see where the others were on their journey. We laughed as we texted, "What's up?" to the one who stopped for a rest stop. When someone lagged behind, we sent them the message, "Just pass that red car." Despite a traffic jam that doubled our travel time, the journey was pleasant. We all arrived at the cottage later than we had planned, but still in good humor. Sometimes it's not about getting to a destination. It's about traveling well, knowing who is with you on the journey. Not a single one of us wishes to suffer. Nobody likes change. And yet, as individuals and as a community of faith, that's often our human reality. Here in the river, things are always changing. Sometimes rapids bring suffering. It's part of the journey we're on, this road trip called the life of faith. As you travel, as we travel, remember and hope. Remember and wait. We are those who can always be confident because our future is in God's hands, God's love and God's grace. And God's peace abide with us. Thanks be to God.
Let us stand for the affirmation of faith. It can be found in the bulletin and also projected. We know that God is in the world, was and is will be. God made it all and continues to renew and remake and resurrect. We know God best in the life of Jesus, who was and is our maker of hope, the one who saves. We know the power and energy of God in the Holy Spirit. We are filled with God's joy and pledge to and love. We trust in God. We celebrate God. We work together for justice and peace through God. We are never alone. We are free of the ways of the Christ. Thanks be to God. Dear Heavenly Father, your children have brought the tithes and offering. We're asking you to bless those who gave and those who did not give. We're asking you to bless the money as it is being used for your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
May your journey this week be blessed, and may the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and abide with you today and always. Amen. Thank you.